Students and teachers from Detroit traveled to Yosemite National Park this summer for the second, now annual, Detroit to Gloryland trip. The trip is designed by Detroit Outdoors to introduce local high school students to camping, rock climbing, and other outdoor experiences while exposing them to the history of the Buffalo Soldiers at Yosemite and other national parks. WDET's Sasha Ryan traveled with the group last year and told the story of the first trip. This year, she worked with the students to tell the stories. It was Cass Tech High School junior Tiffany Orr's first time camping and first time in Yosemite. She interviewed the three students who came on the trip for a second time.
My name is Jaden Ed. I'm a rising senior at Cass Tech, and I'm currently 17 years old.
Amazing. So, from what I've heard, you have been on this trip before, right?
That is correct.
Okay. How would you say your experiences have changed, how they compare, and, like, you know, how they're similar?
Well, I'd say Yosemite last year was my first camping trip, so it's definitely something I've gotten more accustomed to over time. This is actually my third camping trip because I had one in between. And, you know, I definitely have a better idea of what to expect. An amazing experience I feel everyone should have, to some degree at least.
Okay, so how would you say your connections with people, like your relationships, have strengthened or weakened or even just stayed the same between the community of this trip?
Well, since that first trip, I honestly feel like I have built a bond with each and every one of the people I've met. You know, we laugh, we joke, but, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like we have each other's backs. We're looking out for each other for the most part. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're all a part of a big community, really. We're all setting up to do chores, do different tasks, help out when we can. It's just something really nice that I don't feel like you get to build this level of connection with individuals through normal situations.
Okay, so that's good. Now, what would you say was your favorite experience on this trip compared to last year?
Okay, so on this trip, the main highlights, I feel like, have shifted. The main highlights for me was the emphasis on self, the emphasis on your experience. Because this year, there's an emphasis on poetry and photography. We've had workshops, we've had sessions where we debrief and write poems and talk about your experience in a way that helps you find your inner self. Has honestly been a main contributing factor as to why I believe this is a beneficial trip. Now, in terms of last year, obviously it was the hikes, it was the nature stuff, because I'd never done anything like that before. But they're not the main focal point. And the focal point to me is definitely a more personal and more spiritual, well, using that term loosely, a more spiritual experience.
Okay, now, would you say this is a good first time experience?
You know what? I definitely would say so. This is my first ever camping experience, my first ever experience with nature. I don't think at any point I felt truly lost. I don't think at any point I was like, dang, I'm out of my league here. I should just leave this to the people who have had more experience with nature. At every point I'm like, okay, you know, I'm able to contribute what I can contribute. I'm able to climb what I can climb. And if I'm not, there's something else for me to do. The only thing that might be a little bit jarring to people is not having the ability to take a shower.
I just want to ask if you could give me a quick little one-sentence synopsis.
I feel like Yosemite is a land of opportunity and self-discovery, something for those who are looking for a chance to find themselves. And if you feel like you need a leg up in life, this is the place for you.
Thank you. Okay, Cameron, how would you say that you could compare your experiences from last year to this year?
It's like a slight difference in activities that we do. One thing that I can say is that's different from this year and last year is this year everything that go is planned, down packed like rock climbing. Last year I got to do all the ropes when I was rock climbing. This year I only got to do two because it was raining. But I'm still having as much fun. I think I might be having a better time, like having more fun on this trip. So I don't know. It got similarities and differences.
Okay. What was your favorite experience this year compared to last?
jumping in a swim hole. Last year, we had to sit on the side rock and watch it. This year, we actually got to swim in it, so that was kind of fun.
Good, good. Now I'm just going to ask you one last question, which is a one-sentence synopsis of your experience.
This was a great experience.
Is that all?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Cameron.
My name's Arcia Quinn.
Okay. How would you say that this camping trip compared to last year's?
Last year, I was just trying to figure out what was going on. I really just mainly enjoyed it last year because I was finally getting out of Michigan and the city of Detroit. But this year, it's a lot more knowing. I've been in most of these places that we've gone to, and I've been able to enjoy it a lot more.
Okay. How would you say that this experience has helped you build connections with others or weaken, strengthen, keep it neutral?
I feel like talking to new people like this, even if they're like older than you or grades above you or grades lower, a good change of pace for things, especially when you spend 7 days with them in the forest in the middle of nowhere in a different state, outside, in the dark, in tents.
Okay, would you say this is like a good first time trip for camping, hiking, nature stuff as the sorts?
Who would want to come out, see new places, go wherever they never traveled before? Who would want to spend fun nights in tents with new people and create new bonds and roast marshmallows over the fire? Who would ever want to just enjoy themselves with a new group of friends to enjoy with and cook and play games with and travel and jump in the water with? Who would want that? I mean, if you did want that, it'd be great for you.
Right. I'm sensing some sarcasm. Is that correct?
What? No, I'm just saying, if you're not open to anything, you wouldn't want this. But if you're willing to try something, you would definitely jump on it.